This is VOA News via remote. I'm Palka. In India's northeast, there are fears of a major coronavirus surge and that it's on the way. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
With experts concerned, the coronavirus is likely spreading in India's remote northeast state of Assam. Authorities are converting a massive stadium and a university into hospitals. The official seven-day weekly average of new cases in the state on May 9 stood at more than 4,700. A model run by the University of Michigan, which predicts the current spread of cases before they are actually detected, says infections in Assam are likely occurring as fast as any other place in the country. Add to that recent elections in the state and the huge political rallies that accompanied them, and experts fear the worst is to come. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli police have clashed with Palestinian stone throwers at a Jerusalem holy site on Monday. It was the latest in a series of confrontations that threatened to push the contested city toward wider conflict. The AP reports Israeli officers fired tear gas, stun grenades, and rubber bullets, and medics say more than 300 Palestinians were hurt. At least 21 police officers were also hurt. All this happening around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site. Palestinian protesters and Israeli police have clashed on a daily basis for weeks in and around Jerusalem's Old City and the emotional epicenter of the Middle East conflict. The latest clashes began a month ago with an Israeli move to block some Palestinian gatherings at the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban have announced a nationwide ceasefire in Afghanistan. It will take effect when the three-day annual Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr begins Thursday, marking the end of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. The announcement follows a spike in attacks by the Islamic insurgent group against government forces across many Afghan provinces. The U.S.'s Biden administration says the government will protect gay and transgender people against sex discrimination in health care. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A move by the Health and Human Services Department reverses a Trump-era policy that defined sex as the gender assigned at birth, which excluded transgender Americans from legal protection against sex discrimination. The action essentially restores Obama-era policy, since the Affordable Care Act included a ban on sex discrimination in health care. HHS says fear of discrimination can lead people to skip medical care, and that all individuals should be able to access care free from discrimination. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new White House task force is looking back at instances when politics interfered with science and trying to come up with ways to prevent that from happening again. The Biden White House will unveil more information about its science integrity task force on Monday. The panel will have its first meeting on Friday. Chad's new leader, General Mohamed Idriss Deby, traveled to Niger on Monday. It's Deby's first international trip since the military put him in charge last month following the death of his father. Deby arrived in Niger's capital, Niamey, where he was greeted by Niger's prime minister and other dignitaries. The 37-year-old Chadian head of state is expected to meet with Niger's new president, Mohamed Bazoum. Georgian opposition leader Nika Melia was expected to walk free on Monday. This after a court ordered his release on bail, seen as a major step in an EU-backed plan to help end a political crisis. Supporters and journalists gathered outside the court in the capital, Tbilisi, in anticipation that Melia would speak to the crowd. Georgia, an ex-Soviet republic with ambitions to join NATO and other Western organizations, has faced political turmoil since a parliamentary election last November, which the ruling Georgian Dream Party won, but the opposition called unfair. Police stormed the offices of Melia's United National Movement opposition party in February to detain him over accusations that he fomented violence during the anti-government protests in 2019. Charges, he say, are politically motivated. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA.